When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
How you could not be thrilled about what the Yankees are right now would be beyond me.
I'm not sure it could have gone any better than it went.
Soto's awesome.
That one's lofted into left field. It's a base hit. That'll score Torres. Soto does it again.
Outfield defense better.
Here comes Verdugo. Does. And he makes the play.
You want to see guys go out and enjoy what they're doing and compete.
A lot of fun watching these guys compete, having fun playing a game right now.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Your Yankees go into Houston and sweep away the Astros in a four-game set. What a performance. Soto out of this world. Starting pitching was pretty good. Bullpen, sensational. Cabrera was brilliant. Defensively, in the big moments, Yankees were excellent, and now a 4-0 start, better than anybody in their wildest dreams could have imagined to start the season.
Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to write it up this good. Did you mention the bullpen? How good the bullpen's been?
Yeah, no, I mentioned. I mean, they were amazing.
15 and a third, no earned runs. On top of that, Soto. Soto has reached base in 12 of his 20 at-bats. The one thing, we took a phone call earlier in the show from a Met fan that was trying to kind of pour cold water on the whole.
It was a stupid call.
Right. But to the point that he made, as far as getting down early, it's not a, you know, how sustainable is that? So in this series, the Yankees scored 13 of their 20 runs in the seventh inning or later in this series.
Yeah, Astros pen was bad.
But I think that also speaks to what the identity of this lineup is and what they're trying to be. Getting back to, as much as people call in Aaron Boone stinks and he should be fired and this and that, like one of the great moments for Aaron Boone was when he came out of the dugout and he was swearing about how my guys are bleeping savages in the box. And that's something that they're trying to get back to. And when you watch this team, the way that they battle through at bats, that is tough. They're a tough lineup to get through, especially the way Volpe's swinging the bat now, the way he's taking pitches. Like, it's going, they're going to be a handful offensively.
Well, Verdugo is a huge upgrade, and Cabrera, the way he's playing, and Soto's a difference maker, and yes. I mean, you're right. I mean, the Yankees are from 1-9. Now, granted, you know, Stanton, you have some concerns about, and Judge wasn't great this weekend, but for the most part, there's no gimme. And you remember last year going through the lineup, and we'd get to, like, the five batter, be like, well, how? How is this who they're hitting fifth and sixth and eighth and ninth? And you don't really have a lot of empty spots in that lineup right now. It's very different.
No, and you also have real options, right? I mean, you have real options. Like, you went out and you got a left fielder. They didn't have a left fielder. You went out and got Trent Grisham. Like, you have options in the outfield now. On top of that, you bring in Birdie, because with LeMahieu out, like, how many people raise your hand if you were confident with Cabrera starting at third base? Not a lot of people. I don't think the Yankees were very confident. Otherwise, they wouldn't have traded for Birdie. But they did. Cabrera has an unbelievable start to his season. Birdie finds a way yesterday to chip in, right? RBI makes that great defensive play that probably saves the game. Like, I'm telling you, and you heard me say it in the rejoin, you heard Aaron Boone say it, this team, for the last couple of years, is looking for an edge because they feel like that's what they're missing, right? They have this, like, every day we show up to work and we're going to take this business-like approach, and that's who we are. And guess what? When you're not winning, that is a very uninspiring thing for baseball fans to watch, is the business-like approach. There's no excitement to that. And they're looking for a guy or guys in that clubhouse that can give them that edge. And they tried with Josh Donaldson, but you know, Josh Donaldson was washed, so it doesn't work. He was actually more of a detriment, I think, with some of the stuff that he was doing. But you bring in a guy like Juan Soto, who's a guy that's already shown you in this league. He's a world champion, has shown you he is one of the best players in baseball, and you watch him You watch how he handles his business, and you watch the enjoyment he takes. Verdugo, same kind of guy. Stroman, same kind of guy. They have guys that have those attitudes but can actually play, right? Those guys can actually play. Juan Soto has the stuff that he does, and when you're playing against him, I'm sure it drives you crazy as a fan. But when you're on his team and you watch him stand up there going up against the best closer in baseball, and he's doing his little shuffle thing, and he's shaking his head, yes when it's a good pitch, no when it's like a hey, no, I saw what you tried to do there, I got you. And he does what he's done in the series. I mean, it is the exact way you want to set the tone for the season.
Right, and when you have, I don't want to say best player, but he's a star. When you have a star player like that who's also able to be a tone setter and be able to, Judge was not good and it didn't matter. Right? I mean, Soto is
He can carry you offensively.
Right. He is that level of star power, and he did it with his arm, and he did it with his glove, and he did it with his bat. I mean, the guy, you could argue, single-handedly won two games. Right? Game one and game four were won as a direct response to how great Juan Soto is. So, again, it's early. It's four games, but this was quite the statement to start the season from this club.
Yeah, I just think like there's a lot of times during these seasons when there are 162 games, right, where you'll have somebody go down, a veteran player will go down, and you'll see a young guy step in, or they'll call up a young guy, and he plays with this joy, this excitement that kind of is infectious to his team. Like I always tell you this, like the good teams that I played on have this real nice mix of older guys and younger guys, because the younger guys keep you young, they keep you excited, they have a smile on their face all the time, they're just happy to be there. And when you have a guy like Juan Soto, who it feels like that's his approach to the game, like he enjoys, like he wants to play every day, and he enjoys the hell out of his opportunity to compete every single day. That's infectious. And this isn't just a young guy that's going to be around for a short time. This is a guy that's like one of the best players in baseball that's doing it. Like that's going to have a huge impact on that clubhouse. And you heard Cabrera talking about it. I mean, for a part of his hot start, he's like, how can you, like, I'm watching him in the cage. How can you not pick up things from Juan Soto? Like, that's how well-respected he is as a player.
And he has a great eye, and he's a great hitter. And, I mean, the game-winning hit, he goes the other way. Like, there's really no weakness in his game.
No. And you saw, like, I mean, he got off to a slow start in San Diego, and there's some thought that maybe, it's just he gets off the slow starts. No.
No, he does not. All right, phone line's all lit up, 1-800-919-3776, of course, stuff you missed in about 10 minutes from right now. Let's get to some of the callers. Let's go to Subi in Midtown. Hi, Subi. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. We're going to have to be careful with Soto because he's playing the field extremely well, too. And that just bumps up his contract to maybe $750 to $800 million like Ohtani got.
He's not going to get $800 million.
He's not going to get $700 million.
Well, Ohtani got that, so I was just wondering.
Because he deferred $680 million of it.
And he pitches.
Pay that man his money.
I just know for a fact that we have to get ahead of this in some ways, and I think
there's nothing you can do.
How are you going
to second base? You can get Mike Trout, and you can get Brandon Drury to fill up Gleyber Torres' spot, because I think Gleyber Torres is not on the level that he should be. He's trying to hit for power instead of contact, and I think the Angels have two players that we can get in the future to fill that void if Soto is.
So you want to bring Mike Trout? What do you mean get ahead of what? Let the season play out and let's see what happens, and then you'll figure it out at the end of the year. You can't figure it out now.
There are still holes because Stanton is still trying to hit for power instead of contact, and that's all I got to say.
Stanton's we need contact more contact.
Subi, goodbye. I mean, I like Subi.
Oh,
this call annoyed me.
Yeah, thanks for taking that one.
So you knew that. You know what? Where do you want me to go?
No, I did not.
Are you going to blame me for that?
No, I can't. I'm blaming RJ for that one.
Wow.
That's on RJ, that one.
RJ? He's blaming you for that call from Subi.
Don't be mad because you're upset with your Corey Seager picks.
I didn't pick Corey Seager. No, we pivoted. Raymond and I pivoted. I'm more upset that I'm getting Corey Seager updates every day.
Right. You should have picked him.
That's a different story.
Should have picked him.
No, we're three. Where
did you guys go for MVP?
We went Julio Rodriguez.
No, you lost.
Oh, that's a terrible pick.
Yeah, you're done.
It's because we didn't want to be.
No wonder Dan is so upset.
We really wanted to go chalk.
No, we wanted to go Soto, but we didn't want to be lame, so we switched.
I wanted to be lame and win.
Yeah, but you say that. But
you know what, RJ, when you're having like a beautiful piece of chicken parmesan with some beautiful marinara on it. Oh,
that's all we get for trying to spice it up.
You're going to say this is thanks to Juan Soto.
See, you wanted bland chicken parm. We went with the Fra Diavolo. We went with the little.
That's,
you know what
that's
we did?
Fine.
We got
paid
with
vodka sauce. You're going to be paying for your own Fra Diavolo. That's the thing.
Did you guys go Mookie Betts like you wanted to for National League?
No. That looks to be.
We went with Acuna.
So?
It might be an oversight.
So? You did the
early odds are pointing in our direction right now.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I like your chances.
I think we can draw all kinds of conclusions. We know how the season's going to play out now.
It's a long season.
It's 4 days in. We know a lot.
Yeah, we know a lot. The season's, we're basically halfway already.
The Mets are going to go 0-162. That's what you're saying?
The number one pick in the draft.
Mm. I did get that text message, actually, from Dan.
I didn't.
Well, because you're not on his team.
Well, no, because you and Dan have a very special bond now.
No, I'm just saying. He gives me updates. I got the Seager update with Yamamoto. Happy Easter. Mets are going to go 0-162. Get excited.
He did text that.
By the way, Anita's into quite the hole financially.
Oh, she hasn't, paid you for your bracket.
She joined the pool 3 times and has paid zero.
Yeah.
Oh.
How's she doing?
It couldn't be worse.
Just throwing out accusations.
It is. It's embarrassing.
In the hole.
Yeah.
By the way, could you do
Anita's
a better
in the hole.
Could you do a better job, please, of letting people know that the pickleball match is happening?
Well, you don't have a microphone?
No, you're the spokesperson for the show.
May 5th.
Yes.
Pickleball.
Yep.
Noon.
Yep.
Pickleball America.
Oh, yeah.
Come on out. Watch the matchup. DiPietro, Rothenberg versus Marks and Toomer. Live and in person. May the 5th. Pickleball America, Stamford, Connecticut. How's that?
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice.
I can't wait.
If Anita is still in arrears financially, I'm not playing.
Yeah, is she be allowed to play in the event if she hasn't paid you yet?
No, I'm gonna send someone to her home to collect.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Wait.
Like she owes
the implication there. She like, collect.
She like, owes what kind money. Of person?
Yeah, well, you're
gonna tell Anita, you know, this person show up to Anita's door, threaten to break her thumbs.
No, I didn't say anything about the breaking thighs. I just said you owe money. RJ, did you pay?
I did pay.
Yeah, Raymond, did you pay?
I paid.
Rick, did you pay?
I don't think I paid.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Oh.
I think you did not.
You need to leave a voicemail.
So Anita's first,
we'll
then
see.
Rick's?
Well, Anita,
she's in for 3 times as much as Rick. Well, see, Rick went the other way. Rick joined 3 people with 1 sheet. Anita, 1 person, 3 sheets.
Yeah, I consolidated.
And I'm going to see Rick, you know, the rest of the week where I imagine he's going to pay me. Anita, yeah. I never see Anita.
I'll bring cash.
You got to leave a voicemail. We'll catch you at 150 Peacock Lane.
I'll give her address on air.
Are we sure it wasn't Anita's translator that made those bets?
It could have been.
That's going to be the go-to. We just blame the translator now.
She's the one that sent them in. She owes money.
Well, we'll have to see if what.
And it's so difficult to get money to people nowadays, too.
You gave like 58 options.
I mean, you can Venmo, you can Zelle, you can PayPal. Anita, nothing. Like you're incapable, right? You're like me. You don't really have access to these different ways to send money. I understand with you. With her, it's embarrassing.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed, and I understand you stopped sending a little commentary along with the sheets. But I'm kind of disappointed you never made any reference to that in your comments to Anita and her three slots.
Ray, did you read the commentary?
Into her what, Raymond?
Oh, wow.
No.
I just realized.
No.
Bad guy.
Sit, Rick.
That's a violation.
Did you read the commentary?
I didn't read the day 7.
Right. Well, I destroyed her for not having paid.
I'm not seeing it here.
Well, look it up. Clearly, she has some sort of a gambling problem, and she doesn't pay her debt.
Maybe she just forgot.
All right, well, for weeks?
Or maybe she just doesn't respect you enough to pay you.
Well, it doesn't matter. Respect me. If I get to pay out the winners, I got to get paid from the losers.
Yeah, well, maybe this is like a statement for the whole pickleball thing. Like, why would I pay you?
Okay.
Could I say something quickly?
Yeah.
Is
it going to be above board, or are you going to go some disgusting venture here?
No, I already got that out of my system.
Great.
I do recognize now, and I didn't need therapy to realize why I really have this sick gift.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is my dad. I'm completely blaming my dad.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He also has been gifted this debaucherous personality?
Well, I told you that we were watching that. I was watching that show on Netflix, The Gentleman, right?
Yeah, I heard it's good.
It's great. So we finished it, but my dad, I don't know if he watched it on his own or he heard me talking about it, so he watched it. And there was something that happens that the second I saw it, I had a thought. And no, like Cassie didn't have that thought. No one had that thought. Of course, the one person that texted me that had the exact same thought was my dad.
Really?
And I was like, now it all makes sense.
So you're broken because of him.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to say, and you guys all with me, a very happy birthday to Anthony Brander.
Oh, Anthony Brander from the company.
It's his birthday today, yep.
Oh, happy birthday, Anthony.
Happy birthday, Anthony.
And you know he's going to be out at Publicans on May 2nd for the pregame party. And I bet you, knowing Anthony the way I do, he'll be at the pickleball on May 5th as well.
I don't even think that's a question.
I don't either. Let's go to Joe in West Palm. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Rick. Hi, Ray, RJ. Listen, Dave, I needed to go back onto when you say Lake Okeechobee because you know, I'm living in West Palm. I'm from the, Lake Okeechobee.
Whatever.
You know, I feel like on Long Island, there's Massapequa. But I just wanted to make a quick Yankee point. I'm a huge fan of you guys. The whole DJ LeMahieu injury. Why do the Yankees continuously go from, it's just a bone bruise, it's just like, you know, they get the MRI, they go to that, and then all
they
of a sudden...
They didn't know it was broken until the swelling went down and they re-examined it, is what they say.
Okay, I didn't know that. I just, you know, wanted to call in and just, you know, say, get that off my chest, you know. Yeah. I've been listening to you guys forever, and listening to you, Dave, since Saturday, listening to you, Rick, since you were with Han, and... I don't know, I'm a huge fan, so I just appreciate you guys letting me on the air.
Back roads, we really like
Okeechobee or whatever it is in Florida.
All right, enough. No, I mean, honestly, nobody cares what it is. It's some big lake in central Florida.
Back roads, like Okeechobee or whatever it is in Florida.
Oh, I love it.
Was it? Oh, it's Okeechobee.
Oh, that's right.
That's okay. Right.
I just saw this on Twitter. Santiago, you're my Twitter guy. Did you see what the Jets changed their... their pitcher on X do?
I have not. Let's take a look.
Look at their pitcher on X.
Is it Aaron Rodgers related?
Riveting radio.
No. The Titans of New York.
Oh, no. Is that coming back?
I don't know.
Oh, they're going to bring back old uniforms, huh?
Remember what day
it is. That's what they're saying.
Remember what day
it is. Oh, you're right. April 1st. He's good. You're
good.
Good
job, Raymond.
Let's go to Alex down in, he's near Okeechobee in Orlando. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up, Rick and the company? Shout out to the company. Also, Dave, real quick, Okeechobee's South Florida.
Okay. Oh, whatever. No, I mean, really, no.
Basically, with Lake
Okeechobee. I got you, though, Dave. No, I just wanted to I'm feeling good, feeling nice from this weekend, man. I know you Mets fans are definitely feeling the same way.
You know, leave us alone, honestly. You know, revel in your team's greatness and leave us alone.
I'm teasing. I love it. I love you guys, man. I just super excited. Rick hit a lot of points that I wanted to hit. Definitely when I saw Soto make first cut on Abreu's, it was like a fastball down the middle. Did a cut, fouled it off, nodded off. You saw that head nod. I was like, this guy's cooked. You know, Abreu's cooked. And, man, that's exactly what happened. I think on the third pitch, home run over the Crawford seats, I'm telling you, this is exactly why I wanted Juan Soto. I think he's changing the whole complexion of not only, you know, just the way that just the complexion of what the team is, but the whole complexion of the lineup and just the way that they approach it. I mean, Oswaldo Cabrera, he talked about it. And this is exactly why I wanted him. And I think this is going to be a really good thing for the Yankees. Please, Mets fans,
stop with the Mets, Alex. Yeah, I love it. adding one of the best players in baseball is going to be a really good thing for the Yankees.
Yeah, but it's not just one of the best players in baseball. His skill set is exactly what you needed.
Exactly what you needed.
So, I mean, not only his skill set, just how he approaches the game is something the Yankees haven't had.
Awesome player. And you saw that on display this past weekend. All right, RJ. RJ.
Yes, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, are you ready?
I think so.
Let's go, RJ.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Oh, the bleep, and the bleep is not great for DJ LeMahieu. Caller alluded to it. Not in a great place, has a non-displaced fracture in his right foot. He will be re-imaged in 2 weeks. Aaron Boone gave no timeline for his return.
So. Well, it's good that it's not displaced.
It would be
big problems.
It would be very upsetting if it wasn't so predictable.
It'd also be very upsetting if you didn't have a competent backup right now.
Sure. Oswaldo Cabrera just looks like Babe Ruth. Yankees also added right-hander Jake Cousins in a deal for cash from the White Sox. By the way, touched on the Mets. See who was having himself a good old time on Saturday.
Pete Alonso.
Oh, at UBS with Zach Bryan.
People were very upset by that, and I'm not sure why.
Well, it goes, dude, it's one of the movies that you like. A Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, when Varitek's upstairs eating dinner.
Right, like you just people expect you to be, you know, I can't go out. How could I go out?
Why? They lost the game. I'm sure he's upset they lost the game. He has plans to go to a concert. What's wrong with going to the show?
People don't believe that you should have fun after you lose.
So if you have an awful day at work, are you not allowed to have fun?
Yeah, but I think it's different, though, because no one really is paying, I guess, to go watch you work.
Okay, fine. But so you work a different kind of job, but it's still a job. And I'm sure you gave everything you had to that job, and you're disappointed that it didn't work out the way you hoped. And now you go and you have a decent Friday night. I don't see what's wrong with it.
No, I'm glad you had that response to it. But, I mean, that's the reality sometimes is people think that if you don't play well, if your team doesn't win, you shouldn't be seen out having fun.
If you lose a game and you're on the field after hugging the opposition and exchanging jerseys, I don't love that. But after you're done with your job to go and do what you'd like to do, I have no issue at all.
Pete was singing some tunes.
Oh, he was rocking out.
He was. Cubs have placed Justin Steele on the IL. Hamstring strain. Dave.
Yep.
See what the city of Oakland's doing.
Are they building?
No.
Oh.
They are presenting the A's with a lease extension option.
Oh, dear.
This would be a 5-year contract with an opt-out after 3 years, as well as a requirement for $97 million in an extension fee is what they're calling it.
Are they going to stay in Oakland?
No, I guess just the stadium.
The game?
No, the stadium, which I thought would have been up by now, is just not coming along as quickly as some may have
Couldn't
imagined.
Couldn't get it done in 2 weeks.
So that extension becomes necessary.
It's unbelievable that you guys go here every time. You know what? I have to take a breath and just namaste, because the stupidity is trying to rile me, and I will not let that happen. Namaste.
Namaste in Oakland, because I ain't got no stadium.
That's one of the funnier things you said.
LeBron scored 40. Lakers 116-104 win over the Nets. It wasn't that close.
You can feel the smile on his face right now, right?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Good job, me. LeBron joined MJ as the only players in NBA history with multiple games of 40 or more after the age of 39. LeBron also shot 9 of 10 from 3. Jeez. So, pretty good. Pretty good. Mavs snapped the Rockets' 11-game win streak. Luka went for 47, 12, and 7. Not bad. By the way, that relevant also because Luka, that was his 65th game of the season.
Also,
which
he's
means
now eligible.
So he's now eligible for the MVP and all NBA honors this year. Why is that relevant?
They're max, super duper max extension.
Super max extension criteria met. So he is now eligible to sign a... You might want to sit down for this.
It's over 300, right?
Oh, let's hear it. Tell us.
5 years, $346 million Supermax extension. He can't sign it this offseason. You need 7 years of service. So he's got one more. So next summer, pencil that in. 5 years, $346 million.
That's nice.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Good for him.
Malik Monk, one of the front runners for the Sixth Man of the Year award. He is out 4 to 6 weeks for the Kings. Also, Kevin Herter. Kings lose him for the rest of the year. He needs shoulder surgery.
See,
Kevin Herter, where did he go to school?
Maryland?
Nice, RJ. Malik Monk?
Kentucky.
You're good. You're having a day.
Trying to be like you.
But what you just said, 5 years, what'd you say, 5 years, $346 million?
346. Yeah.
That's what pisses people off about the NBA.
What, the guys don't play then?
Right, no, but like I have to incentivize you to play regular season games. I'm paying you 5 years, $346 million, and I got to pay you more
but
to get you involved in an in-season tournament?
Years, 346.
I will save you the quick math on that, by the way. Averages a little over $69 million a year.
And how old will he be when that deal expires?
30?
Yeah, he'll be ready for another one of these five-year... God knows how many million dollars.
He's 25 now, so 5 years. So when he signs it,
31.
He'll be 31 by the time it's done.
Wow. Yeah, he might make upwards of $1 billion in the NBA.
You said that, yeah. Certainly when you combine marketing and
he's got his Jordan
endorsement dollars. Yeah, yeah. He should hit $1 billion, which is pretty wild. NBA doled out some fines. Wemby gets $25,000 for tossing that ball into the stands after the Spurs beat the Knicks on Friday. I guess he wasn't worried. He went for 40-20, so not a huge concern for him. Nick Nurse and
why would you get fined for that?
Yeah,
he didn't fire it in the stands to hit somebody. He threw it as a souvenir.
Yeah, I guess the
NBA's stupid.
I think the NBA wanted it for posterity purposes. They wanted that ball. The ball boy actually ran after it.
Well, couldn't they get it back?
Why fine him, though? Just say, hey, you can't throw the ball
into the stands when it's a monumental night.
Right. Nick Nurse and Kelly Oubre, you remember when they yelled at officials after that loss to the Clippers? They each got $50,000 in fines.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre's like, you're a B.
Yes. He actually said those words.
Yep.
Final four set for the men. UConn, Alabama. UConn just looks like they're playing a different game than other teams. And Purdue and NC State. I talked with Dave. I still don't know how NC State's doing this, but they are the ultimate Cinderella. I'm very confused by how they're doing this. For the women, South Carolina, NC State, which apparently NC State's just now a juggernaut in basketball on both sides. Off to the Final Four, two other spots will be decided tonight. Two awesome games, Iowa, LSU tonight, 7:15, followed by USC and UConn. A lot of star power, both games on ESPN television. Brittany Griner agrees to a new deal with the Mercury, keeps her there. Rangers beat up on the Coyotes, 8-5. Chris Kreider scored his 300th goal in that game. You hear what Matt Zuccarello said, by the way?
Nope.
Too bad I got traitor. I would have got there faster. So they're good buddies. Jonathan Quick, now the winningest U.S.-born goalie ever, passes my boy Ryan Miller. Auston Matthews, now a two-time 60-goal scorer. Congrats to Rick, BU, out of the Frozen Four.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, along with BC, Denver, and Michigan. And...
So who do we know who plays in the semifinals?
It is...
Is it BU? BU?
I think it's BU in Denver.
Yeah, BC plays Michigan.
So you could play BC in the finals, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, would that be good?
Oh. Liverpool's at the table now after a Man City and Arsenal draw. Liverpool beat Brighton 2-1. And did you see who made a little trip to Augusta National over the weekend?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Masters, by the way, tees off.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, a week from Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
I love the Masters.
That'll be nice. That was nice, RJ. You're having a... Raymond, he's got to get star one.
Good job, me.
He's having a hell of a day.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sports night. With baseball back, you got that companion every night. Mets in action, 7 o'clock tonight against the Tigers. Yankees, Diamondbacks, 9:40, which is, the music just died.
Yeah, there was no fate to that.
Raymond, what happened?
It was a little abrupt.
He just murdered the music.
I faded it down a little fast.
No.
It was not faded.
No, Ray, you killed the music.
Yeah, you just ended it.
Like it felt like something happened. Yeah, didn't it? Like
I can assure you nothing happened.
That was like the slow drip, like when you go like they're like, okay, breathe back, you know, count backwards from 10, 10, and then you go
right,
out.
And then all of a sudden you're 3 and you're passed out. That was just like 10, you're out.
They just clubbed right in the head.
That's right. All right, take his pants off. Or whatever they do. Or whatever they do.
Don't know what to do with
that. Your pants are already off, though. All
right. Put his pants on.
cover him up.
Yeah, cover him up. We don't need to see that. Where were we talking about?
Good sports night. Baseball.
Yeah, good sports
companion.
Night. So you got baseball, Mets 7 o'clock, Yankees 9:40, which is a little late for my taste. Rangers, who are red hot, 7 o'clock game. You can also hear right here on 98.7 ESPN. And, of course, the women's college basketball, 7:15 on ESPN. Iowa, LSU, which is a great game. So, yeah, really good sports night.
Yeah, I would dare say must-watch game tonight, women's college basketball.
I think that is a must-watch game, yes.
Yeah, I think this is one of those games that the second you saw that bracket come out, you were excited for.
How many times, I love college basketball. Yeah. I remember Carolina when they beat Michigan State in the Final Four, ran through the field. I've never seen anything like what UConn is doing right now. They are bludgeoning everybody. They were tied at 23 against a really good Illinois team early second half. Before you have time to even analyze the game, they're up by 30. Rick, this is sincere. I don't know that I've ever, at any level, ever seen a 30-0 run.
Like that? No, I haven't.
Ever?
No, I have not. No, I mean, it's like they're playing, the way they execute is at a different level than the rest of these teams. It's at a different, like, you get, in order to beat them, they would just have to have a really bad game. And I don't know if it's
the only team
enough.
That I think has any chance to beat them is Purdue.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have much of a chance to beat them. Rick, they're 11.5-point favorites over Alabama in the Final Four.
Dave, they're beating teams by almost 30 points a game.
They're crushing everybody they
crushing
play.
Everybody.
There's nothing is competitive what they do.
No. And it's, listen, they're well coached.
He's a great coach.
He's a great coach, and I might have said this to you last week. Like just watching watching all these games, like you see, especially in big moments, you recognize that these are college kids, and they make mistakes. Like they tighten up. Like that just happens. You see them do it, and then you watch this UConn team play, and it's like the way they're able to execute is. I mean, it's just at a different level than these other teams.
And the funny thing is, I didn't even think they played all that well on Saturday. Like, I didn't think they shot well. I didn't think Newton was all that great. I didn't think Castle was all that great. The guy that, absolutely dominated was Klingon. It was phenomenal. I think that Illinois scored like 13 points when he wasn't on the floor. They couldn't put the ball in the basket when he was there.
I don't think anyone scored as the primary defender. I don't think anyone scored.
He was unbelievable, and he's 7'2". It's just like, I don't know, and I know the matchup we really want to see is Purdue and UConn. I just don't know how competitive Purdue can be against UConn.
Yeah, but at least there's a hope that it could be competitive.
There's the hope, but again, it's like, you know, Edie is a mismatch for everybody. Well, you know what? UConn has a guy that's also 7'2". I mean, they shoot well, they defend well, they're well coached, they take you and they bludgeon you from jump. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Right, but I mean, you're talking about, yes, like, they're at this whole different level, but you've already said it. The only team you think that could compete with them is Purdue.
Correct.
So if for some reason Purdue loses to NC State, what do you think the finals is going to look like?
I think it'll be a bloodbath.
Right, so, I mean, yeah, you would like to see UConn play Purdue.
I would like to see UConn play Purdue. Edie was, and of course, RJ made me promise to not allow him to take Purdue to the Final Four. Here they are in the Final Four. Edie
good job,
is,
me.
Yeah, great job, you. Edie is just, he was so good yesterday, so dominant, and that's not against an easy opponent. Tennessee's a really good defensive team.
Tennessee's a good team. I think he's averaging, what, 30-16 in the tournament?
They scored 40, career high yesterday.
Right, so I think he's averaging 30-16. Yeah, listen, he's that good. I just don't know as far as the team is concerned, if that Purdue team is...
They have a couple guys that can shoot. I just don't know that they can compete with UConn. Like, I will tell you this, though. I would be stunned if you don't see UConn and Purdue in the finals.
Yeah, unless your guy, DJ Burns.
I don't get it. I mean, for the life of me, I don't know that I've ever seen a player get the ball like 25 feet from the basket
and just back his way down to get a shot from 4 feet with no double ever showing up to help and just, you know, grinding his way to the basket. It's remarkable.
It is, but he's like he is one of those guys that is why this tournament is so fun to watch.
Yeah. He's great to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great to watch. People like you got Jokic talking about him. Like he's an easy guy to root for when you watch play, because you're right. It doesn't make sense. Like he's not in great he doesn't look like he's in great shape.
No, he's clearly not in great shape.
Right. He's not like an unbelievable athlete. He just somehow, some way finds a way.
He's got great touch around the basket.
He does
too,
to get the job done.
And Duke, again, this was not a great Duke team. I didn't think this was a great Duke team, and they can't score. And once Filipowski went out yesterday, you knew they were done. I mean, the fact that Duke made the Elite Eight. I mean, let's be fair. Duke probably doesn't make the Elite Eight if the best player for Houston doesn't go down on Friday night.
No, but they did. So, I mean, I think as you're a Duke fan, I mean, you would consider this a successful season.
Right. Wait. And we haven't even gotten here yet because it's so early. Wait till you see what Duke has coming in next year.
I saw, what was I watching? I don't know if it was on SportsCenter or what it was, but they had Banchero gave him
Cooper Flagg.
Gave Cooper Flagg the award, and they showed a bunch of Cooper Flagg highlights. Oh.
Yeah, but this recruiting class that Duke is bringing in for next year is comparable? What's the word? Is that a word? Comparable?
Comparable?
Comparable, yes, thank you.
You're adding a T for no reason, yeah.
No, just because I love the T. Comparable to what they had with R.J. Barrett and Zion and that class from a couple years ago.
Yeah, but watching Cooper Flagg play, man.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going to be a different level of player. So there we have it. We got the Final Four. And how about this? NC State in it for the men's and the women's.
Yeah, good tournament for those for that school.
Yeah, for NC State.
There's a lot of people, including myself, that just with the run that they went on was like, okay, did that take too much out of them? And then
clearly no.
Obviously,
you know, it's funny. Georgetown had a similar run years ago when they won the Big East tournament 5 games in 5 days, and they were everyone's darling, and they lost by 30 points to Colorado in the first game.
Not this team.
And I mean, they have played they 9 consecutive. If you lose, your season is over games, and they've won every single one of them.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where, I mean, you hear about it all the time. Like, the teams that come into the postseason, like, already having a fight for the postseason, they kind of already have that mentality, so once they get into it, it's no big deal because they've already been playing games like that.
Is it fair that we now have the conversation that UConn is at that, like, UCLA, North Carolina, Duke, and UConn?
Well, I think they have to seal the deal first.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Rick, if they win this thing, it would be their 6th national championship, more than Duke, as many as North Carolina.
Yeah, yes. The answer to your question is yes, but I mean, let's wait till they get this job done, and then we can really have that conversation.
And then we can have that conversation, and
especially how dominant they've been. They were dominant last year. They're more dominant this year.
They lost star players, and they're more dominant this year than they were last year.
Right.
It really is remarkable.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Today's been a good show. I think it's been an excellent show. I think RJ's been really on point today.
I think this is probably one of RJ's greatest shows he's ever done.
And this is not an April Fool's joke. Like, RJ has really been at a very, very high level. And Raymond, too. Raymond's had some excellent, excellent rejoin songs.
I can't tell you. I don't know if there's been a time in the history of this this unit on the show that RJ's made himself laugh as hard as he made himself laugh today.
Well, you know you're being funny when you're or something's really wrong with you when you're making yourself laugh.
Now I'm going to stay in Oakland because I ain't got no stadium.
He was so proud of himself.
I mean, he really was.
It was so quick.
It was very well done. It was very well done.
RJ, would you say that's that right thing?
He's screening a call. Oh. But go ahead. What do you want to say?
I'll ask the question slow. RJ, comedy-wise, would you say that's your crowning achievement on the show, comedy-wise?
I mean, he's been on the show for so long.
I know, but this is, I can't remember a time where he actually said he laughed at his own joke and then said,
I know. It was
good job,
It was well done. All right, I believe he's done screening that caller. RJ?
Yeah. Hello, Dave.
Hi.
I heard your question. It's up there. Yeah, I made myself chuckle.
Did you make your day? Like, when you go home and you're feeding baby Antonio, you're like, that's right. I really hit a home run today.
I'll sleep better at night. Or even during the day when I nap, knowing, you know what? I feel I made an impact today.
I think you dominated the show.
You think you'll pull that up on the podcast for Ange to listen to?
You know what? I just may.
I think you might.
I just may.
Hey, Ange, listen to this. And then you play her how funny you were. And then she says, RJ, let's go.
Oh.
Or it goes the other way and she's like, why? You're not that funny. Please stop.
No.
Because she knows you're funny and you make a great panini. I don't know. Baby number two in your future.
Who is
that? You make paninis for her?
No, I do have one left over in the fridge, store bought though. I'm gonna eat that when I get home. I wonder if this changed.
Homemade panini.
I wonder if this changed the power rankings of that emailer from a couple weeks ago that said Shooter's more funny. I was fifth.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think you've leapfrogged Shooter.
So you think this is like a win over a ranked opponent?
This is a quadrant one win.
Yeah, this definitely is like a net one win. Yeah, you know you skyrocket up the charts here.
Just trying to do my part.
You're off the bubble.
Doing a great job.
Yeah. How about this? I got a little Knicks nugget for you.
What you got?
So two tough losses, right? So game last night with Jalen Brunson on the court, the Knicks were plus 17. Jalen Brunson off the court for the 13 minutes, they were minus 18. Last two games with Brunson on the court, plus 37. With Brunson off the court, minus 41.
It's glaring.
That's
and, and I tell you what, McBride's really turned himself into a very nice player, a real nice player. But when Brunson is not on the court, they miss him terribly, as evidenced by those numbers you just brought up.
Right. And what it does, too. I mean, the fact that you have three of your starters out, and you have one of those starters being an all-NBA caliber player that averages 25 a night, I mean, how you would stagger minutes, you'd have two starters on the floor with the bench, and right now you don't have that ability because you're maybe without two of your best players.
Let's go to Carl in Queens. Hi, Carl.
Hey, boys. Another Monday. Hey, what an attack. You guys just got attacked. Jeez.
Was that nice?
Hey. not cool. That guy's trash. But, Dave, I'm not going to make your head explode today about the refs, but I swear it's getting worse from the Mitch jump ball to the JB call at the end. I know we didn't lose. Listen, the free throw shooting last night, we missed, what, like 10 or 11? On both sides, it was terrible. I don't know what I was watching. We were off from 44 and 18. Our two pickups are still MIA. Deuce did a great job on SGA, I thought. And the Josh Hart comments, which will lead me to my point, guys. I agree with him. This is the team we got. I'm no longer going to look forward to OG. Last time we spoke, Rick, I mentioned just sent him to the playoffs. It's what it's looking like. But I'm no longer expecting conference finals. I'm expecting a second round, be competitive against the Milwaukee, and who knows where we're going to end up at this point. But it is what it is. It's the team we got. Our bench is our three starting guys, and our actual bench now doesn't show up half the time. So it is what it is. I'm expecting a second round exit, and yeah.
Well, why expect anything? Why, and thanks for the call, Carl. Why not just let's see how it plays out, right? I mean, if these guys come back and they're somewhat healthy and they can contribute, then maybe it's better than you anticipate. And if not, then maybe you do bow out in the second round. But let's take it as it comes along here.
Right. Well, you don't know. You don't know, but I have a hard time believing that if those two don't come back, you're going to make much of a run.
Yeah, I don't even know that you make the second round if you don't get those
right.
two guys back.
So, I mean, they are that important to this team. Oh, I just have a hard time believing that we went through all this and Julius went through all of this to not at the very least try to come back.
Yeah, you have to figure at least one comes back, no?
Oh, well, you think OG would come back.
I mean, I expect him to come back.
Right. And then on top of that, I mean, Julius, I know he hasn't been cleared for full contact in practice, which once he does, I don't think it's going to be long until he's actually in a game. But, like, if there's something wrong in your shoulder where surgery could be the outcome, you've gone through all the work. What's the worst that could happen? That it pops out again?
That you have to get surgery anyway?
That
you need surgery, right?
Right.
Which
so
you're probably going to need anyway.
Right. So at least try it.
I think so. And certainly OG, I expect to be back. Let's go to Moyo in Jersey City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. Thank you for having me on. I want to start off by saying I am a Mets fan, so this is what pisses me off about them the most. This team, and for the longest, has no sack. These guys don't, like, I don't understand. After the first game, the way it transpired, you have a golden opportunity in game two. Mendoza, brand new manager, to let the team know and let the teams around baseball know that it's not going to fly. You're not going to be able to do whatever you want to do to us, hit us and slide late, take out our legs. Second and third, two outs, first base open. Severino, brand new to the team, pitching for a contract. You have a golden opportunity to drill Hoskins, send a message. What do? You throw a fastball right over the plate. He probably hit it 110 off the bat down the line for two runs. Then he comes back up, hits a two-run homer, and then a third reliever comes in, and that's when we decide to send a message.
Right, he already embarrassed you. I mean, unless the only excuse for not doing it in that spot was that they were afraid that Severino would get kicked out.
And then what are you going to do for the next 26 hours?
And what that would do
whatever.
To your bullpen.
Right.
Listen, if this is the long game. This is game two of a 162-game season. I could live with Severino getting ejected in the first inning and having to piece it together for that game.
You say that now, Moyo, but you didn't know that Severino was going to be awful. And thanks for the call. You didn't know that he was going to be awful. And now if he gets thrown out of the game in the first inning and the bullpen is brutal, you know what the conversation is today? How stupid are you to throw at Hoskins in the first inning when you could have saved it till later in the game? I promise you that's the conversation.
Right, but I also understand, and I'm probably more on Moyo's side, where you had a real opportunity there in that spot. Second game of the season, you know, Rhys Hoskins does what he does. I didn't think the slide was that bad, but Jeff McNeil did, right? And then, I mean, you also take the conversation surrounding the Mets all of last season, where, you know, other teams would just hit our guys all the time, and there were never any repercussions. So he had a real chance. His first year as the manager.
That's right.
Severino's first game as a Met.
And you really ingratiate yourself to your teammates if you go and you plunk Hoskins there, right?
Set the tone, send a message.
But my point is, and I think you agree, like if he hits him and it spirals out of control, now that becomes the storyline for today.
Right. I get it. It's just, I mean, what made it worse is that if that was the excuse, we didn't want to do it because we're trying to win this game and we didn't want to lose Severino, then don't eventually do it after the guy's already embarrassed you.
Yeah, it right. The ship has sailed. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. All right, Raymond, three stars.
Today's three stars.
We actually had so much today. I'm just going to give Mel the honorable mention because he really stunned me with the whole he may be out on a pumpkin pie thing. He's in this, what, strawberry shortcake pie now?
Yeah,
I know where that's
strawberry shortcake. He won't even eat his wife's pie.
Yeah, that.
Number three,
and you're going to hear this a lot from now on. RJ's got to tell you every single time, yes, John Winthrop is our boss. He's our friend, and we love him, and he's been a colleague for a long time. Technically, we all answer to him. John is the boss, and you will be reminded of that every time his name
you
is brought
are
up.
Such babies.
Number two.
Speaking of babies, and I don't know how you allowed this, Dave, that Anita to enter three times and not even pay, and you are now threatening to send a leg breaker to her house.
Well, you know what? You assume that when you give someone entry to the pool that they'll pay. And Anita has just stiffed the entire pool. And everyone that's going to win money will be affected by her lack of payment.
Be a shame if something happened.
Number one.
And you guys wanted it.
Now I'm going to stay in Oakland because I ain't got no stadium.
That's right, RJ. Great job by you.
Good job, me.
No. Great job.
Wow. I got to be honest. If I could provide a star right now, it go to you, Raymond, for those stars were excellent, excellent, excellent. Rick, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, playing a champion is DiPietro Rothenberg and
Namaste and Carpe Omnia.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Good job, me.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.